Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Olympic track and field competitions begin in Tokyo tomorrow. The first gold medal will go to the winner of the men's 10,000-meter race. And that has us thinking about Billy Mills.
Clark is sprinting. Gamuti is out in front by yards. Here comes Mills of the USA! Mills of the USA! He won!
Billy Mills was the winner in the 10,000-meter race at the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo, and it was an upset no one saw coming, partly because of where he came from, a childhood on the impoverished Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, the son of a mixed couple, white and Native American, a member of the Lakota Nation, but sometimes seen as belonging to neither culture. When we spoke with Billy Mills in 2014, we talked about the discrimination he faced. But I started by asking him what he thought when he heard that broadcast of his Olympic gold medal in 1964.
You know, when I hear that, I quickly live the journey, not the destination. And I also live the daily decisions we make in life, not just the talent we possess. That choreographs our destiny. And over again, it just reminds me that we have that opportunity to choreograph our journey.
So you talk about what? Seeing a bigger picture when you hear that and not focusing on those actual moments? What are you saying?
I see a flashback to my dad. My mom died when I was 8. And as I mourned my mother, my dad told me I had broken wings. And he said, I'm going to share something with you. And if you follow it, someday you may have wings of an eagle. He told me to look beyond the hurt, the hate, the jealousy, self-pity. All of those emotions destroy you. He said, look deeper and way down deeper where the dreams lie. You've got to find a dream, son. It's the pursuit of a dream that'll heal broken souls.
Is this still, I'm not sure what I'm hearing, is this still emotional for you to speak those words of your dad?
It took years. Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very emotional. It took years before I could share it because I'd start crying. And that led me so close to suicide. I was a junior in college, and it was not the University of Kansas that broke me. I had an incredible support system at the University of Kansas. It was the conflicts within America that broke me.
Do I understand at one point, and this was unbelievable to read, they were taking a group photo, and they asked you to step out of the photo because you were mixed?
It was at the USA National Track and Field Championships once, and twice at the USA Collegiate, NCAA Collegiate National Championships. And that was kind of the straw that breaks the camel's back. My junior year in college, before I leave the meet, before I go back to the University of Kansas, I go to my hotel room, and I'm going to jump. I didn't hear words. I felt movement of energy in my whole body, and it was as if my dad's voice was forming energy that spoke, don't. And I remembered him telling me, you need a dream to heal a broken soul. I got off the chair. I wrote down my dream, Olympic 10,000-meter run, gold medal.
You wrote this down?
I wrote it down first in my mind. Then I started writing it down on a piece of paper.
Well, and just remind people, you were a runner, as you've been saying, but you hadn't had the times that made people think, oh, sure, this guy could win the 10,000.
I did not have the times, but also I was struggling with, later when I graduated from college, became an officer in the Marine Corps, I was diagnosed as hypoglycemic. I go low blood sugar.
Right.
And I'm type 2 diabetic. Back in those days, they would call it borderline diabetic. Most doctors would tell me I'm still not diabetic, but I know how to be diabetic every day if I choose what to eat. So my whole college career, I was running low blood sugar. For whatever reason, in high school, my coach, a Potawatomi Indian, I would say, Coach, I feel like I don't have any energy before a race. And he would say, 10 minutes before the race, I'm going to give you some honey. And I never went low in high school. So I came out one of the top milers and got many scholarship offers, chose the University of Kansas. Once I got to college, it was a different story. The first time I was racing, I had my own little jar of honey. And I remember the coach taking my jar of honey away from me and saying, this is college, we do it a different way. So all through college, I ate 4 to 4.5 hours before competition. And those people that are like me, hypoglycemic, we have to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours. Otherwise, we start going low blood sugar and losing energy.
Well, and when I'm reading about this, I'm wondering, too, that the combination of the low blood sugar, which makes people depressed. It's people know when they've got that low blood sugar at the end of the day, they get sad, and diabetics certainly know about this. And that combined with the fact that you were so discriminated against, asked to step out of photos by these national organizations, the combination of the low blood sugar and the discrimination must have really done a number on you.
It was absolutely. There was actually three times I thought of suicide.
Yeah.
And I understand now it was low blood sugar. It was the depression that comes with low blood sugar and not knowing how to deal with low blood sugar.
Billy Mills is now 83 years old. He's figured out how to deal with low blood sugar. He works with young Native Americans through Running Strong for American Indian Youth. We'll link you at herenow.org. But let's get back to his gold medal performance in Tokyo, because he remembered it like it was yesterday.
My simple strategy was to go with the leader, to go with Ron Clark, assuming he was going to lead, and stay in contact. I felt I was conditioned to run the best in the world for 6 miles. 10,000 meters is 6.2 miles. So I felt whether I drop at the end of 6 miles or whether I'm still fighting to win a gold, I'm going to be with the leaders with 2 laps to go.
They're going to break the Olympic record if they continue on this pace.
A lap to go. I remembered reading where Cook from New Zealand,
Tony Cook,
had boxed Ron Clark in the Commonwealth Games a year earlier in the 10,000 meters, and he beat Clark. So I see 15 yards ahead of us, Temu from Kenya. So I get on Clark's shoulder, and I'm going to run into the back of Temu. Obviously, he's going to slow down. When he slows down, I was going to start my kick. Ron tapped me a couple of times. I kind of tapped him back, and we leaned into each other, and he pushed me out.
Clark refuses to let Mills go around him. They're battling for the championship of the world. They're battling shoulder to shoulder. They're knocking men off the track. They had to move a man. Clark moves out in front.
I thought I was going to fall. I closed on his shoulder. Gamudi from Tunisia saw the moment to strike.
And now here comes Gamudi of Tunisia. He takes the lead, followed by Clark of Australia.
As he started to strike, I recovered and got back on Clark's shoulder and cut Gamudi off. He either had to slow down or try to squeeze through. He tried to squeeze through, so I'm pushed again. Clark's pushed.
Gamudi is out in front. No, Clark is taking him.
So I let them go, keeping them in sight while I'm trying to recover. 100 meters to go. I knew my wife was 32 seats up. I had designated that point I wanted to be with the leaders and make one final effort, but I'm 8 yards behind. A runner from lane one behind Clark and Gamudi, they go by him. He floats out to lane four. He's right in front of me. Momentarily, I panic. He moves to lane five, probably 85 meters to go. He opens up the lane for me. I look down the finish. Nobody's in front of me. I can see them getting ready with the finish tape. It was like, now, I've got to go now. As I go by the runner, and I glance out of the corner of my eye, in the center of his jersey, I saw an eagle. And it was so powerful. Back to my dad, son, if you do these things, someday you can have wings of an eagle. It was just so powerful. It was wings of an eagle. I can win. I can win. I can win. 30 meters to go. I may never be this close again. I've got to do it now. Wings of an eagle. I won, and I felt the tape.
Here comes Mills of the USA! Mills of the USA! He won! He won!
An official came up, and if I understand right, his words were, "Who are you? Who are you?" And I said, "I said, did I miscount the laps?" He said, "New Olympic champion." So I said, "Number one." I've raised my finger, "Number one," and he said, "New Olympic champion." I go to find the runner with the eagle on his singlet to tell him that that eagle helped me win. I found him, and there was no eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a perception. And I feel so strongly that perceptions can create us, our perceptions can destroy us, and we can choreograph our journey to some extent. We can choreograph the daily decisions we make in life, and that's simply what I tried to do, and that all started through the theme of sport.
Billy Mills, gold medal winner in the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. We spoke in 2014.